Education Minister reports on GSAT results and debate begins on the DNA Act 2015. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is reporting improvement in performance in four of the five subject areas on which students were tested in the 2015 Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. Social studies recorded the highest percentage increase, with 6 percentage points above last year's average, followed by communication tasks, 3 percentage points, with language arts and science showing marginal increases. The education minister, who was announcing the GSAT results in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, informed that performance in mathematics decreased by 3.7 percentage points. He said an analysis of the mathematics scores points to the need for intervention to help students to better reason and apply concepts.
The challenge students faced handling these items may be attributed to one of the issues with which the ministry continues to contend as it relates to the teaching and learning of mathematics, and that is the emphasis on rote learning rather than the teaching of concepts.
Minister Thwaites argues that placing emphasis on students remembering steps without an understanding of the underlying concepts will affect the ability of students to handle items they may consider as unusual or non-routine. He says plans are being put in place to provide additional levels of support under the National Mathematics Program. A total of 38,662 students from over 1,000 primary schools sat GSAT, which was administered on March 25 and 26. Of that number, 33,546 students have been granted places in high schools, 3,177 students were placed in technical schools, 836 placed in primary and junior high schools, while 15 students were placed in special schools. Reverend Thwaites pointed out that there was a significant decline in placements in all age and primary and junior high schools.
27,189, or 73% of the students, were placed in their preferred schools. 9,486, or approximately 25% of the students, have been placed on the grounds of proximity, either to the primary school where they attended or to the homes, the addresses that they gave. We have done this in order to minimize long transportation hauls.
And the House of Representatives on Tuesday started debate on the Deoxyribonucleic Acid DNA Evidence Act 2015. The legislation will provide for the keeping, maintaining, and operating of a consolidated forensic DNA databank to be known as the National DNA Register for the purposes of forensic investigation and human identification. In opening the debate, Minister of National Security Peter Bunting noted that the DNA bill is a critical legislation in the fight against crime. He added that the government has embarked upon a program to use DNA technology in both the criminal investigation and identification processes.
As such, this bill seeks to anchor in statute a framework for the regulation of the taking of DNA material for forensic investigation and for human identification.
The bill also seeks to provide regulation for the taking of bodily samples other than fingerprints taken for purposes of the Fingerprint Act from persons from crime scenes and the retention or destruction of samples for DNA profiles. Meanwhile, the security minister noted that when the bill is passed, it will provide for the compulsory taking of DNA samples from suspects and convicted persons. It will also provide safeguards, in particular safeguarding rights as it relates to children and protected persons.
It outlines and establishes procedures for collection, retention, and preservation of DNA samples. It provides for the destruction or the retention of DNA profiles. And it also establishes offenses and penalties for breaches of the Act, including falsifying any profile, swapping DNA samples or DNA profiles with intent to deceive, and tampering with a container or package containing DNA samples or profiles.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting. Debate on the bill will continue at the next sitting of the House of Representatives. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.